AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May is resigning, done in by the Brexit fight. She'll leave June 7th.
It is and will always remain a matter of deep regret to me that I have not been able to deliver Brexit. It will be for my successor to seek a way forward that honours the result of the referendum.
She struggled with a plan to get Britain out of the European Union after voters made the decision to leave. Today is travel day for millions of Americans who are taking a long Memorial Day holiday weekend. For the rest of us, that'll mean traffic may be a nightmare. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Expect traffic to be especially worse than usual this afternoon in Chicago, Detroit, and Los Angeles, followed by tomorrow afternoon in San Francisco and Sunday afternoon in Houston.
The AAA says the top travel destination for this weekend, Orlando. They are trying to clean up now in the Midwest. Storms that battered the Midwest and Southern Plains killed at least 7 people. Ed Donahue reports on the tornadoes that hammered Missouri earlier this week.
A large and destructive tornado moved into the capital, Jefferson City. That's where Larry Jett lives.
I've woken up with the sirens about quarter to 12. Quarter after 12, tornado coming through the house.
He, his mother, and his brother were in the house.
I thought we were dead. By the grace of God, we're still alive.
He spoke to KMBC-TV. Another tornado is about 150 miles away near Golden City, Missouri. Forecasters say it's possible that tornado had a 50-mile path and could have been on the ground for 80 minutes. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump is ramping up the effort to investigate the investigators. He is directing the intelligence community to cooperate fully and fast with Attorney General William Barr's investigation on how the Russia probe began. This is AP Radio News. As Memorial Day approaches, President Trump has paid tribute to those who died in service to the nation.
The President and First Lady made an unannounced trip to Arlington National Cemetery. They visited Section 34, the final resting place of, among others, famed World War I Commander John Pershing. The first couple placed small American flags at several grave sites. President Trump will miss Monday's annual Memorial Day commemoration at Arlington since he'll be in Japan, where his spokeswoman says he'll hold a separate holiday event. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The feud between the president and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is ramping up, with each questioning the other's fitness for duty. The personal attacks flowed on both sides yesterday after a big blow-up at the White House a day before. Nancy Pelosi openly questioned the president's fitness to remain in office, suggesting a staffer or family member should intervene. The president responded by calling her Crazy Nancy. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.